Heaven. Übergatterung und Wanderwagen tar in Berlin, Deutschland. Die Esterung, Radio Sendrung, der Ringhausenbruder, überringende Gallegatterin. Es stand der Dixon dann, der ein Minnesota ist Strafdiskussion für Profis über den Grafenringe und gefreulich Gräschaft Ringhausen für die Gallegatterin. Es gibt die Moderator in der Sendrung. Der Austritt ist der Ringhausenbruder. Ich mein, der Waschrangen Bergkraft. Der Fräulein Detective ist um den Weinhardt. Gregor Ringhausen. Und im Weinhardt ist der Stetschitter, mein Moderator, den Sendrung. Und mein, der Weinwald ist der Kindenachsmacht. Um der Song an der Schüchters, Richard Ringhausen. Unser guten Listan Wischters. Ein Mann, der Schaschmermeister in Ringen der Alligatoren Bar. Ein Champion, der den Olympischen Sommerfesten 1990 in Barcelona, Spanien. Der Simba Silvermelde in der Sportengraben ringen wie Malagatterin. Der Wischfahrtmann in Raum, der Anführer der Gruppe, Allen Ringhausen!
I could see why.
We got the opening to use for the episode or for the version we send to Germany.
Well, it's good.
That was you're the Uber Führer of the Gruppen. Of the Gruppen. Uber Führer of the Gruppen.
I know the accent was a little off, but how long did it take you to do that? Or is this mishmash?
Oh no, I speak German when I need to.
Yeah, right.
What is it, Uber Führer?
I could see why the German people get really riled up when Hitler spoke. That's a language that really can get you going.
Faulty organ.
Yes, ma, dot, and boy. You rolled the tongue pretty good, too.
That was a good trill.
Ringhausen really sounds good in German, doesn't it?
Well, it is, because it is German.
Do you know there's a German racing team, a Ringhausen racing team in Germany?
I did know that.
I did not.
Yeah, they raced
like in the 80s.
Like Ford Escort.
That's right.
It was like these little super modified
Ford Escorts.
Road racing cars.
Right.
The kind, you know, like slide off the track and into bales of straw. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been the Ringhausen.
If only we had.
You could have gone over there and raced your Pinto.
If only.
With a Rick. That would fit in real good.
You did have a Pinto,
didn't
you?
It broke in.
It would be boomshin.
Watch it, Schnell.
Wow.
That is make it go fast.
What episode are we on, Alan?
What episode are we on, Alan? Episode number
55.
55.
The Iron Claw.
The Iron Claw. Tell them what that is. That's this famous old.
Well, it's from the days of, like, wrestling at the Chase and
St. Louis.
Yeah. And they had the
Von Erich brothers.
Von Erich brothers. They would do the
Iron Claw. It was the dad and a couple of the sons, right?
It was a concession hold.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they put him under.
Do you remember how they did it?
He just get his big hand on the forehead. And
it, you know, it was in the temples.
Yeah.
Both temples and just squeeze in and crush their brains.
Achtu Lieber!
We're having a thing with brains. I think we talked about that a little bit last week.
Erich von Erich and...
That's a good name. You know, when you're Von Erich, you got the gumption to name your kid Erich von Erich.
Von Erich, yeah.
I'm proud of that. Yeah. Don't you like that?
Yeah. A good rhyming name is a good thing.
I begged and begged Suzanne to let me name Kristen Inga Ringhausen.
Inga Ringhausen? That would have been good.
And she would
not. Because there really aren't a lot of names that are going to rhyme with Ringhausen.
Inga Ringhausen. Yeah, I know.
There are other names that are far more suited for that kind of thing.
Shouldn't they be named Brigida either?
There was a bunch of Von Erich brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, Carey, Kevin, David, Chris, Marshall, and Ross. I don't know how many all were.
They
wrestlers.
All did the Iron Claw. Do you think Iron Claw really do anything?
Is professional wrestling real?
Not real, real.
There you go. Here's the thing. If you went partying with those guys, you wouldn't want to fall asleep around them.
No.
Hey, I'll leave sleep back. Give me the Iron Claw. Come on.
I'm not saying it wouldn't hurt.
Right. What are you saying?
I don't think it'd hurt enough to make you quit wrestling. Well, there wouldn't be any way to make them stop doing it.
Let me tell you something that hurts a heck of a lot worse than the Iron Claw. And that's when they put their thumb right here at that temporomandibular joint right behind your...
Did she make that up?
I think it's in the same...
You know, I think his scientific terms are in the same category as my German.
Yeah, I think so.
Go ahead.
If you put your thumb right there in the old temporal... I'm telling you right now, I could come over there and debilitate you with just my thumb.
But you gotta get it there first.
I could do you too if I put it in your eyeball.
That hurts.
The thing is, you can start pressing my eyeball, and I'll start pressing on that temporomandibular joint. And man, you'll give up.
Not before you give up your eye.
You'll collapse. My eyes aren't really that good right now. Anyway,
just give him a cane.
You said you had a topic last episode.
Did I say that?
You did say
I
that.
I think so.
I didn't mean it.
He pulls out his phone.
Okay. You've traveled to other cities,
I am worldly. What about you?
Oh, yeah.
You've traveled to various metropolitan areas, and you get into some of these city areas, inner city areas, and there's the phenomenon of the food truck. You ever eat food from a food truck?
Once.
Yes.
Very good.
Italy.
Excellent.
What food truck were you eating out of it? That was the garbage truck, Rick. That wasn't a food truck.
Tastes pretty
crazy?
Good.
Crazy?
Sue and I ate out of a food truck at a public park in Rome.
Yeah, was it open?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we broke into it and made our own.
You know, you ever go over to the market with our parents, and they have food trucks at that event?
Okay. Let me explain something to you. When you go to the state fair, that is the equivalent of eating out of a food truck.
It's very similar.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of food trucks on the grounds nowadays.
Yeah.
They used to have trailers.
And it just it folds up into a little booth, and they serve right out of it.
Yeah. One of the cities that I was astounded at the number of food trucks, Washington, D.C., has just been overwhelmed with food trucks now.
Really?
Oh, they're everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
What can you get in them?
Just about any kind of food you can dream up. And then also...
German food?
On the West Coast, like Portland and Seattle and towns like that, food trucks everywhere. So, since there is such competition among food trucks to get people to come to your food truck, catchy name for food trucks. And there's some good ones out there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. But I've talked so long, my phone's gone dead.
Oh, man. So you don't have a topic.
So let me go back to where I was heading with these food trucks.
What do you think the sanitation issues are in a food truck, Greg?
Very high. But, I mean,
eat it and you walk away.
You don't even look inside.
Just walk away.
Look, we know how Alan is about food and germs.
Yeah, that's why it astonishes me to think you would eat something from a food truck.
So, you know, but I'm with Ali. He made one statement about food one time. Anything that's served on butcher paper is amazing.
Darn right.
Yeah.
It is.
But I saw a roll of butcher paper. I was going to get some. $44 for a roll of butcher paper.
You want butcher paper? I can get you some butcher paper.
Oh, well, I have to talk to you after
the
show.
But the thing is, it's not just having the butcher paper. It's having the butcher paper dispenser that tears it off even.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that.
Been to like a Greek food truck.
Yes.
When they got that, like, big roll of whatever that meat is.
Oh, yeah.
Slice it off.
Oh, yeah. It's the lamb.
Yeah. And they also have that.
It's processed lamb. It's not just a big meat.
It's a lamb and beef all cut up and then pressed together in a big column and let to set up until it turns to partially lard. And then they slice chunks of it off, chop it up, and feed it back to you.
You've got to let it age.
Sure you do.
But you go to the Brazilian restaurants where they come with the skewers to your table and they slice it off. It's not in on rotation. They just skewer it off.
You know the business in fancy restaurants where they bring you the lobsters and you get to pick one?
Yeah.
Is there any other food that they do that? I mean, I know there was Saturday Night. There's Saturday Night Live
steaks.
Yeah.
You got to go to a fairly good restaurant.
Well, yeah, you don't want somebody picking that up, you know.
No, I mean where they bring you the live animal and you pick the one.
Well, they got cows in the backyard.
They'll kill it and clean it for you.
They do that with guinea pigs down in Peru. You pick out your own guinea pig.
Just pick him up and kind of look at him from
guinea
every side.
Guinea pig is like the national treat in Peru.
Yeah.
And they'll have a little pen, and you pick out your guinea pig, and they'll cook it up.
Someone takes it back to the kitchen,
takes care of it,
cleans it.
Yep.
And they're still alive, Rick.
Well, not when you eat it.
No, I'm just saying you left out a step. They kill it, gut it, skin it.
Prepare it.
I'm assuming that the cleaning and gutting part would have involved killing it.
Yeah.
I don't think you get those things done to you and live through it. Although, you know,
with the lobster.
Although being drawn and quartered was like that.
This got nothing to do with eating. Okay, you want to hear some food truck names?
Yeah,
let's go for it.
Okay, we got one. This is one that's in Twin Cities. It's called Bacon Me Crazy.
Oh, that's pretty good. So you got bacon me crazy. Big bacon thing.
I like that one. Here's one, Raleigh, North Carolina. Baguette about it.
Baguette.
Baguette about it. But you got to think you got to say it right.
Baguette about it.
There you go.
But isn't baguettes French?
Yeah.
So?
Well, forget about it is Italian.
So it's a French-Italian cuisine. So there you go. Have some pizza with some.
Italians in New York talk like that. Forget about it.
I know. They don't say baguettes, though.
No. The only place they say that is in that Disney cartoon. The baguettes. What is that?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, yeah. Thank you very much. Bun intended food truck? Bun intended?
I got it.
Like unintended.
Yeah, okay. Chairman of the Bow? No, it's just Chairman Bow.
Oh, okay.
I don't know
B-A-O,
that I...
B-A-O, Bow, those little, like, dumpling things.
Oh, I thought you were saying Bow, B-O-W-E-L.
How about Cheese Louise?
I don't want to go. Would you go to a restaurant called Chairman of the Bow?
I would. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's one called...
You don't know?
Here's one called...
You know, there could be some good things in there. You never know.
Here's one called the Chow Wagon, but it's spelled C-I-A-O.
I got you.
Chow.
Chow.
Chow wagon.
There's one of those cooking shows, competition shows in Italy called the Chow House.
Really?
Yeah.
In Italy? You stay up and watch that?
I have, yeah.
We were watching the Chow House while I was watching Naked Dating.
Well, they were all naked in Italy.
Where was I at here? Oh, here's one. They sell chicken products, and it's called the Cluck Truck.
Not bad.
Only if it's in the shape of a big giant chicken that
you
drive
be.
Around.
Yeah,
you know, any car that's in the shape of a food or an animal is a cool thing.
You know, like the Wienermobile.
I saw
the most famous one.
I saw the Wienermobile going down the highway.
You saw one of them.
Yes. I know they're like Lassie, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. Did they change the name on that recently?
No. They tried and
didn't work. It's like New Coke, right?
Right.
Why do you want to mess with it?
The Wienermobile. Everybody knows that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Curry Up Now.
That's pretty good.
Curry Up Now. That's one that I would avoid.
Yeah, the curry.
Not a big curry.
What is curry, by the way?
It's a spice. It's a secret spice.
Yellow spice, I believe.
Yeah, from India, right?
Correct.
I think it is actually...
Is there any food made in India that isn't slopped over with curry?
I'm not that big of an expert.
Is there any food from
but,
India that you would eat?
They can make some pretty good stuff
like
there.
What?
Name.
Curry.
Name something.
You just said you wouldn't eat curry.
No, I said I would try it. No, I can't name anything, but just throw it in front of me. We'll try it.
Okay, here's one, and this one's kind
of... If it was too delicious, they wouldn't be starving.
This is true. It's not going to be beef, is it?
Mm, no.
Here's one called the Deli Lama.
I'd be a little scared of that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What happened to the old
llama sandwich?
Is this beef?
No, it's llama.
Here's one. This one, also another disturbing name, the dump truck.
Oh, you could throw a lot in there.
They make dumplings, in case you were wondering. It's not the effect it has afterwards.
Like the bowel truck.
Easy slider.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like Easy Rider.
Like right. Easy Rider, yeah.
Did you ever see Easy Rider?
Parts. Not the whole thing.
It's Jack Nicholson, right?
Right.
And
he won an Oscar or nomination, didn't he?
For that?
I think he got an Oscar.
You know, he was an attorney in that, too.
Well, good for him.
I'm just saying, famous attorney roles in
Joker.
Movies.
Played the Joker.
Yeah, he wasn't an attorney when he did that, though.
No. Chinatown. Here's Johnny. Oh,
the only thing you need to know about Chinatown
is they cut his nose with a pocket
knife. Cut his
nose
with a pocket knife.
It's awesome.
If there anything that creeped you out more than that.
For me, it would be awful.
I mean,
bad.
When you got the ringhouse and nose,
you got,
I got one too.
I got bigger.
The thought of having a pocket knife just stuck up your nostril and slipped out.
It's major surgery.
Oh!
Bring it over there.
Put that come knife
on.
Away, Alan.
Come on, come on.
Get it away. No. Yeah, there it is. Put it back.
I like this one. Fork in the road.
There you go.
Huh? Fork in the road?
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you a single thing about what they sell. I think that's a failure as a name.
I love it.
They want a name. You want a name that tells people, oh, we're selling curry-infused food here.
There's another one that just doesn't sound right. The Gastropod.
No.
Why would you name your food truck the Gastropod?
You know, it's got to sound good.
Isn't that the name of, like, a food expert? Aren't they gastropods?
I don't know. Here's one called Great Balls on Tires.
That's not bad. Imagine what you get there. Fried.
Meatballs.
Oysters. Mountain.
Mountain. Just thinking about that.
Okay. Here's one. It's called the Grillennium Falcon.
What do they sell?
I don't know.
They don't tell you what
first word? What was that first word?
Grillennium.
Oh, like a grill.
Yeah. Like instead of Millennium Falcon, this is a Grillennium.
Falcon. Doesn't tell you anything about what kind of food they serve.
Yeah, I don't know about that. How about guac and roll?
Ah, there you go. Guacamole.
I like that one.
Guacamole.
Hey, you know, you were talking about a couple episodes ago about ways that extremely rich people waste their money.
Yeah.
One of the things.
I would buy a Wienermobile.
One of the things there is, though, is like a millionaire's club where they eat exotic animals, like endangered species.
What was the movie? The Freshman.
The Freshman.
Yeah. Where Marlon Brando had the dinner club and they would eat rare
like
animals.
Endangered species.
Yeah.
Here's the last one on Earth and we're going to eat it
tonight.
Yeah.
Like that giant lizard thing that he was hauling around?
Komodo dragon. He carried around a Komodo lizard, I think, through that. Or a monitor lizard, maybe.
Well, whatever it was. It doesn't matter. Seen one lizard, seen them all.
Indeed.
You know, my daughter, who will go nameless, and son-in-law went to the
Son-in-law, Alexander.
Alex went to the island of Komodo.
Oh, really?
And they got to see the Komodo dragons and everybody that lives on the people live on Komodo Island, but they all live on stilt houses.
Right.
So that the Komodos and they said you talk to them and they all have some relative that, you know, got a leg bit off or killed or something by a Komodo. No. Yeah.
But they have like.
Makes you wonder how an alligator wrestler would do.
Well, yeah. You would have no fear, would you?
Now, why aren't all the houses down in Louisiana up on stilts then?
They are, because it's floods.
Well, unless you got a trailer.
They float.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what happens there? You get a gator
underneath of it, right.
You have to call, what's his name?
Burdeau. The alligator catcher.
You know, he's gotten a lot of publicity on this show.
Yeah, he has.
I would expect Burdeau to show up with, like, this flamboyant hat with a big ostrich feather and, like, a puffy shirt with, you know, braids up and down
the center. You know, a little ascot, you know.
Show up like one of the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
Where is this alligator?
Where is the alligator?
Ooh, that big one.
Mandu.
I shall show him who is boss. Who is the king of the bayou?
I'm thinking all French people don't speak like Pepe Le Pew,
so?
Do they? Or like the guy that's...
I take cartoons as my guide.
Running the trout stream being dammed.
That was Black Jacques Chalac.
Okay.
Black Jacques
there are no... There are no... What was it? There are no sharks
in the trout stream.
Wow.
Happy Grillmore.
There you go. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I didn't think that was too bad.
That sounds like the name. What was Jethro Bodine's?
Happy Gizzard.
Happy Gizzard. That's not too far off of the Happy Gizzard, is
here's
it?
Here's one for you, Allie.
Okay.
Bread Zeppelin.
Hey.
They're not bad.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. This is from the State Fair in South Carolina, and it's a food truck called Who's Your Daddy?
That's pretty good.
I like that one. I dream of weenie.
Ooh. Oh, you know it's a hot dog stand.
No, well, yeah. You know that.
Hopefully.
You know that. There's one. This is one from Washington, D.C., called Jamaica Me Crazy.
Jamaica Me Crazy.
Mon.
There's one called Cluck Norris.
Jamaica Me Crazy.
Jamaica Me Crazy. Who is that?
That was the name of a Led Zeppelin song, wasn't it? Jamaica?
Jamaica
Dire
Crazy.
Maker.
Dire
Maker.
Except it's pronounced Jamaica.
Okay. But there's another dire Jamaican.
You're a dire maker.
10cc had a song, Jamaican Holiday.
No.
You ever hear that one?
No.
I don't like reggae. I love it.
No.
Look up that.
Must I?
Jamaican Holiday. The Mamas and the Tapas.
That's pretty good.
Tapa's a food thing, isn't it?
You look up Jamaican Holiday. The Paddy Wagon. That's a great name. The Paddy Wagon.
Hamburger patties?
Two all beef patties. It's way better than the pierogi wagon.
So it comes up with special holidays in Jamaica when I pull that up.
What's that?
No, just when I pull Jamaican holiday. New Year's Day, Ash Wednesday, Good Friday.
You got to look up 10cc's.
10cc's. Jamaica? All right. I got a commercial before you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Sweet Dream Pills. Tired of waking up in the morning only to discover that you've spent another night dreaming about work or insurance?
Yeah. I do.
And if you're an insurance agent, it's both, right?
Pretty much.
Work and insurance. Shouldn't you be able to dream about anything you want or anybody you want? Well, don't fret anymore. Your days, or should we say nights, of being eaten by wolves, Alan, or going to work in your underwear, Greg, are over. Dr. Ferd has invented an entirely new medication, the Dream Pill. Simply take two pills an hour before bedtime, think about whatever tickles your fancy, and you'll spend the whole night having your fancy tickled. With Dr. Ferd's new wonder drug, you'll wake up with a spring in your step and a smile on your face. Get yours today. Sweet dreams indeed. Thank you, Dr. Ferd. This product has not been FDA approved.
Oh, it's Dreadlock Holidays.
That's what it is, Dreadlock Holidays.
That's a great song.
I was walking down the street, concentrating on the truck and right.
What's this got to do with food trucks?
I heard a dark voice beside of me.
Nothing.
I looked around in a state of fright.
Yeah.
If you're going to play songs, play Judy in Disguise.
With glasses. That's a good song.
You've heard this song before, right?
I don't know. Is it Garth Brooks?
It's 10cc's.
No, it's not Taylor Swift.
It's Jamaican Holiday. What did I say? Dreadlock Holiday.
10cc, did they do Radar Love?
No.
Oh. Who did? Oh, that was Golden Air Ring.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I did bad to the bone, too.
Okay. What truck did I leave off? Mama's in the top of Paddy Wagon.
Yeah. Pretty good.
What about Pig and Out Barbecue? Get it? Pig in, out, and then Pig and Out? Just like Pig.
Okay. Like Dog and Suds.
That sounds good.
What, Dog and Suds? I always kind of like that name. I thought that was a pretty good name.
Cereal Grillers.
Like the Donner Party.
Oh, wow. They might kill you.
Or are those guys up in that crashed their airplane in the Andes?
Yep. Was it the Andes?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Starchy and Husk. I don't know what they'd have there.
Oh, Mexican. What's the things rolled in corn? Husk.
Oh, tamale.
Yeah,
tamale.
Corn Huskers. That's Nebraska, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Very impressed.
Very good.
Truck Norris.
I said that, yeah.
If you don't like it, they'll beat you up.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you what they feed you.
No.
Like the chuck wagon.
Just take it.
Cluck wagon.
That says chicken.
Yeah.
Vincent Van Donuts.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
I'm cool with that. It says donuts right in the title. I know I'm going in. I'm getting a donut.
What the fork?
Okay. You know, it's interesting to say that because it's like you're in grade school and are pretending to cuss.
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell you a darn thing about what
nothing.
You eat.
They got forks. Whatever it is, you got to eat with a fork. This one, I don't know why they named it this, but it's called the Worst Wagon.
Yeah.
Bratwurst.
Like bratwurst, yeah. Okay, that's
W-R-S-T,
I'm good with that. You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
And then...
I could go for a bratwurst.
Ooh, man.
Here's another
one. Do you eat sauerkraut on your bratwurst?
Bratwurst, pickle, or peppers and...
I love kraut with my bratwurst. Yeah,
you know, I'm not big on sauerkraut, but I love a sauerkraut on a bratwurst.
You betcha.
Yeah, I love... No, that's great, but onions and peppers, too.
That's also good.
That's really good. A little mustard.
You mean like Crocodile Dundee eats in New York when they load it all up?
Yeah.
No, what are you talking
about? And he says, you eat that? She said, well, it'll keep you alive, but it tastes like...
Shite.
Yes.
Scheisse, to use the German term.
That's pretty good, Rick.
And then here's... I got...
In the book Catch 22, the main general is General Scheisskampf.
I did not know that.
Scheisskampf, yeah. That's true.
Kampf means head, so Scheisshead.
And then there's another food truck in Washington, D.C. called the Yumpling.
Dumpling?
Yumpling.
Yum. So Dumkopf is just dumbhead, right?
Yeah.
Or dumbhead.
That could be a different termination.
That sounds like another, you know, like grade school type thing. You're dumbhead.
I remember one time, Jackie was like 5 years old and came down crying about something or other. And what asked her what the problem was. She says, big dumb Kristen.
There we go. That's it.
Big dumb Kristen.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're both going to go sit in chairs. You're going to sit over here. You're going to sit over here.
And not say a word.
Is that how you handled it?
Timeout? Huh? Was there timeouts then?
Is that how you handle it? Is that how you straighten out the kids? Or you just say, I'm watching TV!
Leave me alone.
I just believed Jackie and knew Kristen was evil and went and punished her. Jackie say so.
Okay. The honest child ratted out the mean one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis used to do that to me sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dennis was the tattletale?
Well, one time I picked on him really bad.
One time? Yeah, I picked up on that too, Allie. I think that'd be consistent.
Where Brad would take it.
Yeah.
See, what I was gone before it came time to really pick on Brad a lot.
You can train him. Yeah. You left that up to me.
He taught you well.
Now he's messed up forever.
You know, one of those openings in that opening in German, it references that I make babies cry in German. Uh-huh. But, you know, I really didn't do that. But when I went away to law school... You know, they used me as the boogeyman with our cousin Lynette.
Oh, really? I did not know that. You'd make a good one.
Tell them.
Tell them what?
Now, they would tell Lynette, like when I was away at law school, that when it was like Christmas or whatever, Rick's coming back and he's going to get you.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Made you look out the bad guy.
And Rick would give this evil eye thing that he does. Until the kid would cry.
Wow.
Do the evil. Give Greg the evil eye.
What is, that's not too spooky. I mean, I could take a little bit of that. But I got two brothers.
I think what was bothering me most.
Yeah, you're not a 7-year-old girl.
This is true.
What was bothering me most is the two of you looking into each other's eyes like that.
Yeah, I know.
Sitting on the sofa together.
I had doubts about that. Look back.
To separate you.
Yeah.
You're going to sit in that chair and you're going to sit in that chair.
Don't say another word.
Okay. What was the punishment your mom told down?
The spoon.
Spoon. Yeah, the wooden spoon. Oh. It'd come out. And then Bruce would say, just hit me again. Hit me again.
Soap when you,
no, that was the thing. You didn't go in the shower when you were a freshman after practice.
This sounds wrong, man. Holy smokes.
Let me explain.
Oh, Greg. Listen, you need to be talking to a therapist.
No, there's a bar of soap waiting for you to eat when you got in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we ate a lot of soap when we were freshmen.
Our neighbor, Chucky, when he would get in trouble, his mom, she'd give him like a teaspoon of liquid soap, and he had to swallow it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Lux Liquid.
I remember Lux.
Remember Lux Liquid?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Mom's Lux Liquid for cussing.
Wow.
I know. You know.
That's pretty harsh.
She didn't give any thought to that might be mildly toxic. Poisonous.
I don't know.
Couldn't kill him.
Glycerin, isn't it?
You get it on your hands.
You know, when you're washing your hands, you'll sometimes lick the soap off, won't you?
No.
Well, me either. That's what I'm saying. It disturbed me when he said that.
Yeah. So that was the punishment.
Wow.
It was a teaspoon of Lux Liquid. That's probably no worse than like castor oil or something like that.
Yeah, and they had all sorts of quack treatments back then. Every time he'd skin his belly up on something, she'd paint him with Mercurochrome.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's like artwork.
And it was a mercury-based product.
Mercurochrome?
Yeah.
It is.
And it had red dye in it, but it was mercury-based Mercurochrome.
Well, you had to see where you were going.
Okay. Why you swabbed mercury into an open wound.
Yeah. Fix it, though, didn't it?
Took care of it. Healed it up.
But doesn't kill you.
Makes you stronger.
Amen, Brother Ben.
And again, we've run over our time.
It seems just impossible, doesn't it?
It does.
It does.
Well, fortunately, that leaves me some stuff to cut out.
Well, I go.
Plenty of that. Sure. Plenty of room there.
I'm sure you do.
See you later, everyone.
From Greg Gator.
Alligator.
Rick Gator. Bye. Das war die Radio Sängender Ringhausen-Brüder Duo aus Ringhausen von Alligatoren. Das Programm von der Insel Koffen der Hieber. Präzises. Trinken des Senders des Assons und Wunder immer kraftvolles Schmeckeldern. Und bei Onkel Dan Jolsten schmeckt wie die guten Anfänghörnchen, aber das schätzt nichts. King der Hungernden Sängern von der Lavendis ist Australisch, Schlingpolisch, Summerling und Schamassisch von Menschen, die nur den ganzen Angegatoren in den Nordamerikan Reproduction in Verboten. Auf Wiedersehen von Gregor Gator, Richard Gator und Alan Gator. Das war dann die Ringhausen-Bundes und Thema von Ringhausen-Alligatoren.